back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio, your favorite shows, with you 24/7. Back to more subjects. I just want to follow up on what Bill of Economwalk said. A lot of wisdom in that. The truth of the matter is that simply raising these issues in the media is essential. And right-wing media is not going to let you raise them. You call in, they'll put you on hold. They'll listen to you for 2 seconds, cut you off. They won't debate you. They won't debate anybody. They all claim they'll debate anybody, and they don't debate anybody. But the more it's raised, the more it's raised on this station and other stations, the more it's raised on some TV stations, social media gets out there, and fair-minded people, even on the other side, will get give them pause. We've got to get it, in public discussion. One interesting fact, Eric Adams won the New York City mayoral primary. He beat Catherine Garcia by 8,400 votes, by about 1%. That may not mean anything to anybody, but New York City is a great city. Its mayor is a national figure in the Democratic Party, and he is almost certain to win. Mayor out there is partisan, unlike in Wisconsin. He's running against a guy named Curtis Sliva. Remember the guy that with the red beret that founded the Guardian Angels? And guy has some problems. Eric Adams, despite ranked choice voting, he was first in the first vote, and he's first in the last vote. Look for good things from Eric Adams. We're going back to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Good morning, Matt. I just heard a little bit of what Bill said, and I will give Bill credit. He's practically the only progressive that actually calls on Dan's show. He does take his call, but he does limit you to about a minute as far as whatever you're saying. But anyways, I respect Bill. It's good to hear him on, both this station and, other stations. I've heard him on there. So really quickly, I just wanted to talk about the debacle in Afghanistan. What's happening over there is mind-boggling as far as how quickly the Taliban are taking over that country right now. And I think there could be some severe consequences that you'll see some repercussions from that in the near future. I don't know what your thoughts are, but I thought I'd just bring that to the table today.
Yeah, thank you, David. Here are my thoughts. We did cover that in the first hour, but here's the deal. I think Biden did exactly the right thing. We were there for 20 years, and that is an unsolvable culture. The culture itself is defective. It's essentially a medieval Islamist culture. You know, the name of Afghanistan is the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. It is a religious republic. It is bounded by China, Iran, by Tajikistan, Pakistan. And the funny thing is, they were all on our case saying, get out. Some Republicans wanted us. John McCain, whom I thought a great deal of, said we may have to be there 100 years. Well, no, we don't have to be there 100 years. You can't cure a defective culture like that. They're going to kill their schoolgirls. They're going to kill their women if they show in public and you can see anything but their eyes and all of that. But the truth of the matter is that the Russians, the Chinese, and the Iranians, who all have skin in that, China and Iran have borders, Russia, Tajikistan has a border, and Tajikistan used to be part of the Soviet Union, they're all deathly afraid. Why are they deathly afraid? Because the people in the Taliban want a Sunni caliphate, and they will kill people. And there are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who are licking their chops to get into China. China is considered apostates to them. China has a Confucian and Buddhist culture, really. Russia has a Russian Orthodox Christian culture. Iran has a Shiite culture. The Taliban are Sunnis. They will murder anybody they get their hands on. In Afghanistan, they murder Christians. They murder Hazaras, a minority ethnic group. They murder Shiites. They murder anybody whom they think is not Sharia compliant. So in an odd way, you say there are going to be repercussions. There certainly will be repercussions. But are we supposed to be there for 100 years? To what? Clean up a culture that nobody wants over there to clean up? No, we're not going to do that. our people go over there and they get shot in the back and killed in combat by Afghan soldiers who basically have Taliban sympathies. One of the Afghan generals defected to the Taliban a year ago. Right now, my heart goes out to well-intentioned Afghans. But what's happening now, Russia has closed its consulates in northern Afghanistan, up near the Tajikistan border, because they're afraid of what's going to happen with the Taliban. And you know something? What goes around comes around. The Taliban will bleed into Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan. They'll kill people. They will get into Russia. They will go into China, where the Uyghurs are under attack by the Chinese, who don't want more Islamic terrorism throughout China. And China's going to have to handle that. And Iran right now is hosting talks with the Taliban, but that's going to change very quickly because Iran is a Shiite culture. Only 10% of the world's Muslims are Shiite, 90% are Sunnis. They fight all the time. And at some point, you're going to have Taliban elements going in Iran. So you say to me, there sure are repercussions. There are repercussions for China, Russia, and Iran. And if you mean domestically here, you tell me who thinks we should have stayed in Afghanistan for more time. To do what? To put our soldiers up as human hostages, scarecrows, to somehow scare away the crows, to take bullet? No, I don't think so. That's not the function of our military. If you have a defective culture that murders itself, as sad as that is, you work with it financially, you work with it in terms of economic development if you can. But the sickness is the sickness of what is really a Nazi culture, a jihadist culture that advocates the killing of minority religions and minority races and ethnicities. And that's what the Taliban does. That's what ISIS does. That's what Al-Qaeda does. And that's got to be stopped. But is it stopped at the expense of our devoting our people to it for how many more years? 10 years, 20 years? No, I don't think so. I do not think so. Just a little farther north and west of there, there's Operation Sea Breeze going on, Sea Breeze 2021. Military operation by 30 countries in NATO, the EU, and us in the Black Sea. Remember, Black Sea is bordered by Ukraine, Russia, Georgia, Turkey, Bulgaria, and Romania. Russia's feeling very much squeezed by this. That was the intent. You know, they assassinate people in Berlin and London. They talk smart. They hack. Suddenly, they see 30 nations acting in concert. They threaten Dutch ships, British ships, now a Spanish ship. It's a statement. Biden put this coalition together. Good for him. He did an excellent job putting this together. In Russia, they make threats, but Putin is getting the message. Knock it off. Europe is unified with the United States. Europe is unified with the United States at long last, after Trump betrayed our alliances, sucked up to Putin because he was being blackmailed and funded, and really came close to breaking up NATO. Coming to the end of the show, is a great show, great callers. Thank you all. Stand by for some terrific programming. You have Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram on Saturdays. Great programming in the evenings, but Saturdays, the jewel is Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Gonna sock it to me now.